Hello, and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. Well, well, well. I mean, it's been a long time. Certainly. But I am back, and I'm honestly pumped. I'm so excited to be doing this again. It feels like forever, and it's been like several months, I think, now at this point. But I had a reason, of course, which was school. And I was like, okay, this is my last semester. I'm just gonna, you know, pump through it. Also, mental health, of course. But yeah, I finished it and now I have time. Time for Media Munchies, time for other things, time to get lit. Because, okay, not like that. I just mean like time to get hype. I sound really boomerish trying to be cool. All right, so let's get on to the topic of the week. We got my top 10 songs of 2021. Now, this is something I do every year. I make a little playlist, and it's just my favorite songs, not necessarily what I thought was the best of the best. And yeah, I posted on Spotify, but this year I was like, you know what? Let's make a podcast of it. It'll be a short little cute one, hopefully. And then I'll get on to making some prime content. I think this is the renaissance of Media Munchies Podcast, to be honest. I think I'm going to come back strong with this one. We can call it 2.0 or some shit like that. And hell yeah, let's get started, munchers. That's okay. If I ever have fans, I don't want to sound like a narcissist, but like if I were to have fans, they would be called munchers. And that's not a question. They just would. I'm not taking criticism, constructive or otherwise. I just think that's the best. Just, it makes sense. But anyways, on to the topic. Top fave songs of 2021, and I will be posting this link so you can follow along, so you can listen along. I don't know who this is for exactly. It's for me, but it's also, I guess, for anyone who wants to discover new artists. I think the music I listened to this year was really good, and this list... Oh yeah, okay. Here are the rules of this list that I make for myself. It has a reason. So the first rule is it's only songs from 2021. And this is because like there's a lot of music that I listen to in a year and it's hard to pick faves out of that. So I want it to be like the best of the year, highlight the best of the year. And I might do like another playlist of like faves of, you know, other years or like honorable mentions, but like not right now. I think 10 is enough. And the other rule is that I can't have the same artist more than once, so one song per artist. And this is because I feel like a lot of artists, I like the whole album, so it's like I would put it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way down. Because, you know, like, I like the artist. So basically, let's get into this. Honestly, I'm gonna do a little countdown from 10 to 1, and it is in order of, I guess, from the one that I like the least to the most. The most is number one, is what I'm trying to say. But, you know, I don't dislike any of these songs. Obviously, they're my faves, but I will have some criticism. So let's just jump right into it. At number 10, we've got Hurricane by Kanye West. Now, I'm dropping a bomb here because, you know, I don't really talk much about Kanye West. I think I've mentioned him once on this podcast. And I have mixed opinions about him, obviously. He is a controversial figure, blah, blah, blah. I don't support a lot of his actions, and I think his music is great. So definitely mixed emotions. Yeah, so the Donda album, I don't know how to feel about it. Okay, obviously the inclusion of Marilyn Manson was pretty awful, and it did sort of affect my opinion, but there were some good songs in there. I liked Jail and I liked Hurricane. Maybe some others, but I don't really remember their names right now. But overall, it was just kind of, it was okay. And maybe I'm sure people have very passionate opinions about it, but I just think it was okay. But Hurricane, I think, was my favorite from the album. And it's last on the list because, you know, Kanye West. And it's not like the best song ever, but I really honestly like The Weeknd on it. And it's surprising because I don't like The Weeknd. I'm not a fan of The Weeknd, but I think his voice is really well suited for what they were going for, like the vibe and the melody as well. And I think that Kanye's verse is great as well. I really like his rap. He gets really personal. He talks about Kim, like name drops her. Boom. Overall, the song is good. It's got good balance of rap and the melodic part. And I really think it tells a story. I honestly don't know. I don't really have much to say about it. I don't really think I want to give ratings here because it's hard comparing them to each other. So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's my number 10. So I guess you could say the next one, number 9, I like more than Hurricane. And it is called Back With You by Sugar, which is spelled S-U-G-R question mark. And this is an interesting origin of how I found this artist. So this is going to sound interesting, maybe a bit confusing, but so I watch Among Us videos on YouTube, streamers playing Among Us. I found these videos like last year, and honestly, it was like a comfort food. I was like, this game is cool. It just seems, you know, fun. It's like Werewolf. Honestly, it's like the card game Werewolf, Ultimate Werewolf, if anyone knows that. Or like Mafia, obviously. But with extra elements. And I was like, oh, this video game is really cool. It has a cool premise. So I watched these streamers who played Among Us. And there's like certain ones that I watch. I don't want to name any names. Not because I'm cringing at myself, but because, like, I don't know. It's a lot of information. I don't know. Okay, let's just move on. So, yeah. This artist is one of the streamers who played Among Us. You can look it up if you want. I don't want to talk so much about Among Us, but I want to talk about this song. I was like, damn, so he makes music. This is really good music. It's like indie pop, a bit electronic. Ugh, I really love it. And yeah, this song is a super fun song, Back With You. The only reason maybe that I put it so low is because sometimes I just can't understand what he is saying. Like, I don't know what the lyrics are saying. Other than that, like, I really like it. It's fun, catchy, upbeat, cute. Yeah, really cool song. So, Sugar, Back With You. That was my number 9. Let's just move on. So, my number 8 is Can You Handle My Love by Walk the Moon. So, yeah, I have loved Walk the Moon for a very, very long time, ever since I saw them open for Panic at the Disco. But besides that, like, I love their music. It's so fun, upbeat, just fun, I guess. But Walk the Moon, right? It's been a couple years since they've had their glory moment with Shut Up and Dance, and part of me thinks they're trying to ride this high and by having similar music. And I don't mean to say all of their music is like this. On their most recent-ish album, What If Nothing, I think, they have some really standout hits. Look up Can't Sleep Wolves and, I don't know, All That I Want. Yeah, but they do have a formula. They do have the Walk the Moon formula, which is the upbeat and repetitive, and the chorus is like, woo! I don't mind it. It's just that after a bit, it's gotten repetitive. Anyways, that's the negative. The positive, I love the lyrics. I am obsessed with the lyrics. Because it's so honest. It's giving you a narrative and it's giving you confessions about the self. He's saying, I'm a mess. Can somebody else handle this? Can you handle my love? And I relate to it. There's themes about drugs and getting high. And I think it's very quarantine appropriate, really good song. Lyrically, musically, it's fun. It's upbeat. Of course, it's Walk the Moon. But for me, I think I like it more because of the lyrics compared to the music, if that makes any sense. But yeah, my number 8, Can You Handle My Love by Walk the Moon. Love that song. Number 7, Alu Gobi by Weezer. Oh my God. This album. So I'm not the biggest Weezer stan, but, like, occasionally I listen to their songs, and this album came out this year. My girlfriend showed it to me, and I was like, oh my God, this is, like, everything I didn't know I want from Weezer. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, like, this soft but also meaningful, like, honest, indie chill, not like indie chill, okay, I can't name genres for shit, but, like, it's, like, indie for sure, indie rock, chill indie rock. Anyways, but I just want to describe it in some other way. The lyrics on this album are about, like, I think life in quarantine, how this guy is feeling, maybe themes of mental illness. I also like La Brea Tar Pits, but I like this song, not necessarily because I relate to the message super. It's like, oh, life is getting boring, something, but I also appreciate it. I don't know. But because just because of the musicality, I think this one I like musically the best. And I really like the part where he goes, oh, my God. Like, I don't know why, but that part really stands out to me. And yeah, I like this album. I think I'm not just recommending the song, I'm recommending the whole album. It's called OK Human. So I feel like if you listen to all of it, you really get what they're trying to go for and what their message is, you know what I'm saying? And there's some really sweet songs, there's some really sad songs as well. And it just really fit my mood from when I first listened to it in September. So if that tells you anything, we can move on though to the next song. It's called White Couture by Aja. Now, okay, Aja I knew from Drag Race. She was on season 9 in All Stars 3 of Drag Race. And then she made music. And I was like, oh my God, this music is really good. And she released an album this year. And I thought it was really good. And I think everyone associates her from Drag Race. And people are kind of, they don't seem to care that much about her music career. But I think if people really gave it a try, they would enjoy it. I don't know. I've just been browsing Reddit, RPDR cringe, which is very, it's funny, but I think, you know, kill cringe culture or whatever. I think it's camp. We need to recognize that it's not cringe. It is camp. Anything that you think is cringe. Okay, sorry to interrupt with a life lesson. Anything in life that you really think that you did, that you go, ooh, I'm cringing at myself, just think, oh, no, I don't have to take this seriously. It was camp. It was a camp moment. Mistakes are camp. Little mess-ups. You're like, oh, tee-hee, it was camp. So, yeah. But also, interpreting media that way is really fun because then you don't have to be so critical of media. You can go, maybe this was cringe, but maybe it was camp. Anyways, this is what I've been thinking about recently. High thoughts. Well, it's perfect. It's Media Munchies. So, yeah. Okay, White Couture by Aja. It's a good song. It's a rap song, and it has, like, African influences. I don't know. It has a certain quality that really stands out to me because maybe because she's a queer rapper, maybe because, I don't know, she's a good rapper? Maybe that's it. But anyways, I really like the lyrics. What was the oh, I like, I'm a cap with no cap, meaning Capricorn. I'm a sucker for astrology, obviously. But anyways, White Couture, good song. I, again, would recommend listening to the whole album. It's called Crown by Aja. Number 5 is Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land by Marina. Now, Marina's album, was it cringe or was it camp? We may never know. But to be honest, like, I still have to be critical. It had some good songs. Like, it started off well. But the non-singles, I think, disappointed me a little bit because none of them really, like, stood out to me except for, what's that one? I Love You, or wait, I Love You. I Love You, But You, I Love You, But I Love Me More. Oh my God, I struggled to say that. Yeah. So that song is pretty good. I kind of like Pandora's Box, but I think she just needed to wow me a bit more. And Anthony Fantano gave this a 6, and I would agree with that. But we're not here to talk about the album. I really like this song. Like, I'm sorry, people said, oh, it's cringe lyrics. She's just saying we live in a society. with Purge the Poison and this one too, Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land. And I get where they're coming from, but both of the songs, I think instrumentally and like the melody, are both really good. Like, maybe they're just catchy and it's like addictive to my brain, but like, I really like the vibe of Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land. It's like mysterious and it's like going on an adventure. And then Purge the Poison is really like cool and it's like rock, and it reminds everyone of We Didn't Start the Fire, but like musically too, which I think is what she was trying to go for. You know how people were saying she's just naming social issues? Well, yeah, if you listen to We Didn't Start the Fire, he's kind of just naming social issues too. And yeah, I think both are great songs, to be honest. I got into both of them at the same time, which is so weird, so many years apart. But anyways, yeah, Ancient Dreams in a Modern Land is really good musically, I would say, most of all. And yeah, I do like Marina, of course. She'll always have a special place in my heart, but I do think previous albums have been better. Next up, number 4, Old Friends by Scott Hellman. Oh my god, I love Scott Hellman. I saw him live this year. I don't know if y'all knew this, but he is great. And he released this song this year, Old Friends. And he released another song, but we don't need to talk about that. But Old Friends, wow. I think he really touched on his old lyrical ability, plus a new, really energetic and like powerful and almost punk sound. Okay, maybe not punk, pop punk, of course. But yeah, and I think he really sold it. And the lyrics are really, really touching. I think sad as well, and starts off sad. The chorus is great. He touches on themes of drugs. I love how that's a requirement now for me to like a song. But no, it's not at all. It's not. It just, I guess it hits different, you know? And he paints a beautiful picture and a beautiful narrative with that song, to be honest. And yeah, I have no complaints about it. Maybe it's lower than other songs because I don't know. I still think he could push himself more, but I would definitely... did I give the song a 9? I think I did. And I would stand by that. Maybe I gave it an 8 and I'm raising it now. But I think it definitely... seeing it live as well. I mean, when you see songs live, they will hit different. But yeah, I love Scott Hellman. Old Friends, great job. Number 3 is Smoking Out the Window by Silk Sonic. Now, this released recently, right? Silk Sonic's album. I don't know if y'all have heard about it or heard of it, but I'm here to spread the good word, my friends. I talked about Silk Sonic in my 2021 pop music video, right? And I wasn't so impressed, apparently, by Leave the Door Open. I think I like that song a bit more now, and especially after hearing that whole album. I love it. I think they are so great together, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. I think whoever thought of that, well, I mean, I guess they both thought of that, but like genius. And this song, Smoking Out the Window, are you kidding me? It is so, it's hilarious. They really crafted this narrative. I know I've said narrative many times, but they've crafted this. And it just, every line is utter perfect. Okay, maybe I'm giving this too much credit. But no, to be honest, I'm not. It's really funny. Let's see, let me give you a line. Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This bitch got me, like, and then he dies in the music video. And got her badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, like, who wrote, I mean, I know who wrote this, but yeah. And of course, Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars, lovely voice, Anderson .Paak, lovely voice, and like, sounds great rapping as well on some of these other songs. I wish I could talk about all of them. I don't think I'm going to do an album review of this, unfortunately, but just know that I love to death almost every song, and especially Fly As Me, what's it called? I like Blast Off. I think Anthony Fantano didn't like it, but that's fine. I really liked it. And Smoking Out the Window is my all-time fave, though. it's so funny and it's like really catchy and good and stuff like that. But yeah, that was Smoking Out the Window. Now let's move on to number two. Now, as these get further up, I get more excited, so excuse whatever's going on here. It's Unfuckwittable by Zayn, and y'all know, Zayn just, I don't know what it is about Zayn. I think he's very talented at what he does. He makes great music, and his voice sounds great with it. And this album, Nobody Is Listening, oh my god, there will be a review. Trust and believe. On the anniversary of the album, I think it's in January, expect a review because we've put it off way too long. So expect Gary and I back in here for a review of Nobody Is Listening. I love Zayn. Anyways, Unfuckwittable was definitely my favorite song on the album. It's so chill. It's got this chill inner peace and confidence that I want to embody 100%. It's got the vibes. It's got just some great lyrics, you know, anything. Just pick any lyric. Can nobody take me home? Yeah, I'm worth my weight in gold. Forget whatever you've been told. I am unfuckwittable. Anyways, and just the way he delivers the lines and the way he sings his high notes, obviously, all great. No complaints here. Honestly, I would have put this at my number one for about half the year because it's also my number two listen to. Okay, wait, you know, in the Spotify Wrapped, it's number three, and you'll see why. Yeah, Unfuckwittable, I would have put it in number one, but then something came along, the force that is Lil Nas X. Now Lil Nas X, obviously, I was intrigued. I was like, cool, gay mainstream rapper. That's great. That's amazing. But I didn't truly appreciate his art, his genius, until Montero, Call Me By Your Name came out. And I was like, oh, this is the best. I played it on repeat. And that's what my number two is in my top songs, Spotify Wrapped, whatever. But then, when I thought it couldn't get better, he released Industry Baby. So Industry Baby, I think, was a cultural reset, and I don't use that word lightly in any way. Industry Baby changed the game. Let me talk about it in less abstract terms. Industry Baby, I think, is the perfect rap song. Okay, still pretty abstract. Industry Baby, I really like the beat. I really like the horns. Now, horns in rap music is like the key to my heart, maybe. I think it's really clean. He does it well. And I think the lyrics are great. It's real. It's real confidence. And I really feel it. Like, I feel the passion in those lyrics. I was told by somebody, it sounds like advertisement music. And I was like, oh, it kind of does. But at the same time, like, not enough to, like, change how I feel about this song. And sometimes, like, that's catchy, you know? They make it catchy for advertisements on purpose. But this song is so good. I don't mean to dissuade you by saying it's advertisement music. It really has it all. And I mean it all. Now, Jack Harlow as a feature. I don't hate it, but I wasn't super excited. I was like, okay, he did fine. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's cringe. I'll say it's camp. Remember that. I don't like the line. I don't like a lot of lines. Didn't peak in high school. I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these pussies walking around like they ain't losers. Like, what are you? I don't know what he's talking about, to be honest. I don't know the appeal of Jack Harlow, but maybe if I listened to him, I would. But it's okay. Honestly, it doesn't take away from how good the song is. I'm sorry. I didn't have to say something negative, but I had something negative to say. But honestly, it doesn't affect how much I like the song. I think as long as the beat's there and somebody is rapping, it's gonna be good. Maybe, no, but that's not true. The Lil Nas X does way better. Sorry, Jack Harlow, I'm not a hater. Not that anyone cares. But Anyways, we got through it. We got through my top 10 songs of 2021. Whew, what a year. I don't really know how to conclude this, so let's just say, whew, what a year. I really like these songs. I would recommend them all. I give them all 5 stars. No, that's not true. But yeah, I am so glad to be back is the main takeaway from this. Honestly, if you listened all the way through, hey you, if you're at the end and you didn't even really pay attention, that's okay. This is the message for you. Media Munchies will be back. Thank you for listening. We are back now, basically. And we'll be back stronger than ever, because now I have time. Woohoo, no school. School's out for summer, and school's out forever. I wish, but eventually something will have to happen. Let's not talk about it. Okay, that's an awful vibe to end off on. Let's end off on another vibe. I hope 2022... Actually, no, that's cursing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, have a good holiday, whatever you celebrate. Enjoy the season, even if it's cold. Get out there, go for a walk and smoke weed, you know? It's good for you. Walking is, anyways. But honestly, if you listen this long, thank you so much. I really appreciate anyone's patience, anyone who was maybe listening before and now they're back. Like, wow, that's amazing. And if there is anyone new out here, thank you for joining us. God, I feel like a YouTuber. This is too much. I'm just going to end it here. No more outro. I'll be back soon. I promise this time. See ya. Media Munchies out. Okay, that wasn't the thing. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast. Out.